This is a radical thought from God's Word. I'm Rick Lancaster. Let's look at a verse or two and see what the Lord might say to us. The radical thought for the day comes out of Deuteronomy 23:20, and it reads, "You may charge interest to foreigners, but not to Israelites, so the Lord your God may bless you in everything you do in the land you are about to enter and occupy." In a culture like the one that we live in today, this scripture might seem a little odd. That's okay. It was odd when it was written more than 3,000 years ago. Even then, people expected to pay interest when they borrowed money, or they expected to collect interest when they loaned money. You know, our question is not if in our time, if there is going to be interest, but how much interest we're going to have to pay. The book of Deuteronomy was written just before the people of Israel, the Israelites, entered into the Promised Land. And this was after they had spent 40 years wandering around in the wilderness. And during those 40 years, God had been teaching them through Moses to be a peculiar people. God wanted them to be different than everyone else around them. Today's verse is one of those differences. God told them it was perfectly fine to charge interest on money loaned to foreigners. In fact, one of the blessings that God promised them for their obedience to Him was that they would loan money and not have to borrow money. And as we look at the Jewish people as a whole today, very commonly that's what we see. We see them loaning money much more than borrowing money. So the condition on which they would experience that blessing was obedience to God's word. To the best of their ability, they were going to obey all of God's commands. And if they did so, then God was going to bless them in this special way. And God also warned them, if they were disobedient to this command, that the blessing would be reversed and that the foreigners would loan money to them and charge them interest, and they wouldn't loan money to others. So the question that we need to ask ourselves is, what does this have to do with a modern Christian? This was a command given to the nation of Israel, very special and peculiar to them. Does it carry over into the new covenant believers? It would be nice to give you a clear yes or no answer, but there isn't one. The New Testament does not speak clearly on this topic. And so we are left to look at the intent of the command and determine if that applies to us. And that is true in all such cases like this. By following this command, the Israelites were doing a number of things. First and foremost, they were obeying the God who created them and saved them. Second, by obeying this command, they were setting themselves apart from the nations around them. And the third thing was that there was a blessing attached to this promise that if they obeyed, then they would get this very specific blessing upon them. It's the third one that may or may not apply to New Testament believers. Nowhere in the Bible, this is so important, nowhere in the Bible does it teach Christians that God will absolutely bless them financially like He did the Israelites. God, in His sovereign grace, might choose to bless us financially, but there's no specific promise to Christians that He'll do that. It's in the first two areas that give us the clearest picture of how we should respond to this verse. If we do it, if we loan money and don't expect interest or don't charge interest, we are obeying the God who created us, regardless if there is a clear promise or directive of blessing in it. It will also set us apart from the world around us. People in the world will charge us interest, and it is right for us to pay it. It's my opinion, based on Scripture, that it would be correct, at least for me, and it may not be for you, and that's okay, to loan money without interest to other Christians. I have that liberty to choose whether or not I charge interest or not, but chances are, if I'm dealing with another Christian, I would not loan money out at interest to them. This is one of those situations we need to let our conscience guide us and let the Holy Spirit lead us. if someone were to loan me money, if I were borrowing money from someone else and they wanted to charge me interest, whether it's a Christian or not, I would pay it. Ultimately, you do what the Holy Spirit leads you to do. If you don't feel inclined to charge people interest, then don't charge them interest. If you do feel inclined to charge them interest, then charge them interest. Let God guide you and direct you in that. Pray this prayer. Jesus, help us to trust you with everything, even our money. God bless you. Have a radical day with Jesus. This was A Radical Thought. If you enjoyed this brief message, consider subscribing to this podcast. We publish 3 times a week. Go to aradicalthought.com for more information and to see other podcasts and resources by Rick Lancaster. Have a radically blessed day.